Let's pray.
Holy Spirit, fall upon us with holy fire, and so our hearts inspire. Lift us up in Jesus Christ, that we might behold the Father's face in all truth. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Old Amy always said, "Perez, when working with sheep, fast is slow, and slow is fast. Perez, an angry shepherd is a bad shepherd." But Perez, the young man, is angry. The fool flock is not going in the direction they are supposed to be. Perez swears under his breath. He cracks his crook against a rock. A hoary old ram jumps to its feet, bolting to the side. Ewes are now on the perimeters of the flock that's already edging the wrong direction, are standing head alert, looking around. And the flock that is not going in the direction it's supposed to be going, begins to move a little more quickly in the direction it's not supposed to be going. In frustration, Perez picks up a rock and hurls it at one of the ewes. Crack! Stain of scarlet edging down the woolly brow. And now the sheep are running. Running in every direction. Scampering for the yellow hills. And Perez is plunging after them, an angry shepherd. Swinging and striking, venting his frustration on all of these stupid, dumb sheep. By the time Perez has finished his tantrum, there is not a lamb to be seen. Scattered to the hills. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. In our reading this morning from Jeremiah, we hear Jeremiah speaking to the realities of his own time. Israel and Judah's final kings were bad shepherds, angry shepherds, foolish shepherds. And Zedekiah, the final king of Judah, is one more in the mix. Zedekiah, the uncle who had watched his nephew Jehoiachin be carted off into exile, had beheld his nephew crying as the Babylonians load him and his offspring up. Zedekiah, who had stepped forward, "I will be your puppet king for you. Absolutely. What do you need?" Zedekiah, the false, angry shepherd, keen on his own power, canting about his love for Yahweh, the God of Israel, but not being able to live up to his own name, Zedekiah. Yahweh is righteous. Zedekiah. Zedekiah, still grasping for power 10 years later, when all the local sheikhs and chiefs are putting forward a plan. Zedekiah. We could rebel against Babylon. You could be even more powerful. Throwing in his lot in this ill-fated venture with Egypt's backing. Zedekiah. Refusing to listen to that hoary old ram, Jeremiah the prophet. Don't do it. Don't do it. Zedekiah. Like an angry shepherd, so to speak, picking up a stone, throwing it. Crack! And the scarlet stain spreading down the old prophet's forehead. Stripes and stocks and pit for you, Jeremiah. Zedekiah, scattering the flock of Judah. The people running for the yellowed hills, even as Babylon marches on the city for the final time. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. But of course, bad shepherds, bad rulers are not just found in the past. Bad shepherds continue with us today. The news is full of those in charge of God's people who throw stones, who beat the sheep and exalt themselves. Screaming, angry shepherds, keen on their own power and their own rights, scattering God's flock. These leaders, pastors, priests, bishops, elders, whatever you want to call them, cropping up in every area of the kingdom of God, from mega churches like Mars Hill, Seattle, which imploded because of its screaming shepherd, to dioceses with cruel bishops, Roman Church, Eastern Church, Anglican Church, to little Baptist churches with shouting elders, screaming pastors. There are plenty of bad shepherds. An angry shepherd is a bad shepherd. I think of a shepherd from my own teenage years. I can still see the speckled purple walls of the Best Western Conference room. It's early December, and I can still see the preacher's eyes flashing behind those thick glasses. People around us are saying, ho, 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 but I have to tell you, it's going to be whoa, whoa, whoa. That wasn't unusual. He liked hellfire and brimstone. But we all knew where he was going. Staring out over the small smattering of people there, the cold eyes, the downturned lips, and then the words bursting out in staccato blasts. There are some among us who do not support the truth of God. And we all know who he meant. As if he had picked up a rock and hurled it, crack! And a scarlet stain was seeping down the Delap family's head. Not half an hour before, he had been in the alleyway screaming at my father for not supporting him. My father, the man who had paid for the Best Western Hotel conference room, my father, the one who had paid to have him there, my father, the one who defended him at every turn and venture. And we left that place running for the Yellow Hills. Sheep scattered. Years later, we would find out, of course, that his children would also run for the Yellow Hills with literal stripes. As one of his daughters took the witness stand, as he was choking me, he used to say, "You are lucky we don't live in Old Testament times, you tramp, because if we did, I could kill you." When he died, I had no tears for him. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. And yet, Jeremiah's prophecy does not end there. For he beholds another shepherd, a shepherd hiking the yellow hills of Judah and Israel, gathering up the broken, finding the hoary old ram in the thicket, the ram crouching behind those thorn brush thistles, a shepherd whistling. The ram lifts its head, cocks it to the side, still chewing that cud in languid circles. A second whistle, and the ram coming to the shepherd, a calloused, rough hand scratching behind those old, downturned ears. The bleat from the ravine nearby, the shepherd sliding down, rocks and dust tumbling after, the lamb mewling, thrashing, a broken leg, the shepherd splinting it with a stick and a bit of ribbon torn from his own turban, and then heaving the sheep onto his back, crawling out one-handed from the crevice. Jeremiah beholds a shepherd who will come, a shepherd who is far off and yet near. "Behold, the days are coming," says Jeremiah. The days are coming. A shepherd whose manner is always gentle and quiet. A shepherd who corrects, but a shepherd who takes Emi's words to heart. Fast is slow and slow is fast with sheep. An angry shepherd is a bad shepherd. His steps are careful and slow. He does not scream in frustration. He does not strike with his crook. And one by one, Israel's exiles gather to him. From places as far away as Babylon and Assyria, from the east and from the north, they draw near to this shepherd king. And while the dew still kisses the green blades in the valley, this shepherd of Israel gathers and grazes his flock. Jeremiah beholds a shepherd, a king like David, who leads his sheep beside still waters, a faithful king, wise and just, a man who actually lives up to his name, not like the false Zedekiah, Yahweh is righteous, but a faithful king whose name will be called Yahweh, our righteousness. Despite the stumblings and shoutings and screamings of Israel and Judah's bad shepherds, God's shepherd still gathers and grazes his people. And sisters and brothers, that shepherd still gathers and grazes his people, for he has come. Jesus of Nazareth, the Good Shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, the Son of David who hikes the yellow hills of our lives, who whistles to us in the thorn brush as we languidly chew our cud, the shepherd who slides down the embankment and splints our broken leg. Maybe a broken leg because we were dumb lambs and went too near the edge, but still a shepherd there for us. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who gathers and grazes his people. While my family was in hiding from the screaming shepherd, this great shepherd of the sheep found us. He found us, and as Jeremiah prophesied, he put over us gentle shepherds. He worked through them. I still remember the humble Presbyterian pastor, a Presbyterian pastor who was not particularly exciting in the pulpit, couldn't hold a candle to the charismatic figure who had just thrown rocks at us. But he was just kind. I still remember the old Baptist minister who listened for 2 hours as I sobbed over the phone to him about what had happened. And he would write letters to me. Jesus still gathers and grazes his sheep. And they come to him. We come to him from places all over the world, from north and south, from Babylon and Assyria. Despite the stumblings of bad priests, bad pastors, bad ministers, maybe even despite my stumblings, Jesus gathers and grazes his sheep. What stories do you have to tell? What stories of Jesus gathering and grazing you, even in the face of absolute incompetence of those who speak in Jesus' name? What stories do you have to tell of God's goodness to you? For Jesus gathers and grazes us. And while the dew still kisses the green blades in the valley, he pastures us. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He feeds us. He feeds us on the pasture of his own flesh and blood. He feeds us beside still waters. So sheep of God, come. Come and graze this morning for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.